among the seniors playing their final game at LaBelle Edwards Stadium tonight, Blake Mangelson. Blake joining us now on the headset from field level, braving the cold as we get late into the night. Blake, thanks for taking a minute. We appreciate you.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Okay, you've done it for the last time here in Provo. Has that hit you quite yet?
It's crazy. It's my last time here. I think it was a fun one, though.
Well, it's been a fun one, a fun game, and a fun season, Blake. Kind of put into terms what this season has meant to you and how excited you are with the 10-2 finish.
Yeah, just grateful for the guys. I just think this whole year has just been great. Of course, we, you know, wanted to make it to that championship and do all that good stuff, but just grateful for the guys and grateful to have the success we have, especially with, like, the preseason stuff that they had predicted for us.
So, Blake, you made a big move for this defense going from outside to inside, and you've done everything that they've asked you to do. Now you're a senior year. I know that you've got the bowl game to play, but do you project yourself as an NFL D tackle or an NFL D end? And how will you kind of get yourself ready to kind of pursue that professional dream?
To be honest, wherever they need me, I'd either go D end, D tackle, whatever I can do to make it to that level. But just keep working, focus on the bowl game, and then after the season's over, get to some training and see what comes.
Blake, there was natural disappointment to be on the losing end of the Kansas and Arizona State games, but there was still hope coming into your final game today. Then, when that hope went away of getting to Arlington, how do you feel the team responded to it? When did you kind of become aware of it, and what was important to you at that point?
I wasn't searching to see what happened at or with that game had what had happened with the Iowa State game at halftime. I kind of just let it be, didn't worry about it. And then it came apparent, I think there was like 4 minutes left in the game. And, you know, it's a little disappointing, but I don't know. I'm happy to get this final win here at LES.
So, Blake, I asked John Nelson if he expects any opt-outs for the bowl game, and he said he hadn't heard of any. Are you expecting the full complement of roster to show up for that bowl game and play?
Yeah, like John said, I haven't heard of anything. You know, I'm sure there might be a few, but I guess we'll just see here in the next few weeks and have a better idea of it.
How do you put into words the entirety of your BYU career? You've got more one game to play, but this, you know, senior night means something to a lot of these guys. What has it meant to you?
Sure. I mean, it means a ton to me. Coming from a walk-on to, you know, to a backup to a starter, and making a big impact this season. It's just meant the world to me. I've had such a cool journey, and I'm just so grateful I had the opportunity to come up here.
So I'm just. Have they talked scheduling with you exactly what might occur from this point on, returning to practice or getting ready for bowl game, or do you feel like you're going to get a week off? How does that work from here on out?
We haven't talked much about it. We were more just trying to focus on the game at hand and not looking too much ahead forward, but I'm sure, you know, maybe have a little downtime depending on the bowl that we end up at, but we don't have like a set schedule yet.
Well, it was pretty cool to see as many fans who stuck around till the bitter end tonight, because it got cold out there tonight, but they were behind you.
I'm also down here struggling from a runny nose.
Yeah, and short sleeves. Hey, right. Blake, thank you so much. I'll let Hans have the final word here with you.
Well, Blake, I've just been impressed with you, watching you all year do everything that this coaching staff has asked you to do. What has this coaching staff meant to you?
I just say that it's just a game changer. Just these 2 years of getting that new defense in and building that culture up. I'd say they're a big difference to this success that we've had this season. And just grateful for them all. I know they all have the best intentions for me and my teammates, and I love them all dearly, and super grateful for them.
Well, I'm going to miss getting to call the mangler out there, quite frankly. And so I'm really sad to see you leave for more reasons than one, but I'm glad that we get to call one more game with you in the bowl game. So congrats to you and the boys on the win, and we'll see you in the postseason, Blake. Thank you.
Don't blow it up, man.
Yes, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you. That's Blake Mangelson.